This is a HeadGum Original.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use, unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like, they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're gonna love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're gonna love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
Oh, my gag. What am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing, but I know what you're listening to. You're listening to the only RuPaul's Recap Drag Race podcast available on the internet. So happy you're here. Wow, wow, wow. All Stars is happening. And this episode proved that it's like really fucking happening. Holy moly goalie. I am so, speaking of goalies, we've got the temptress of soccer, the maiden of hockey, the princess of skiing, Betsy Sodaro!
Mano, thank you. That's a perfect introduction.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I don't want to mention any of your amazing acting credits. Just
No. Just mention my two high school things and one I still do, but I now wear a helmet for.
Bo!
Mo!
Holy shit, motherfucker. We're in All Stars.
Dude.
We just did the two episodes last week. First of all, how are you just enjoying the season?
I love it.
I do too.
I love it. Everybody's great.
I'm enjoying every episode more. Like,
yeah.
They're all great, but for some reason, the way they edited the talent show really bugged me. It bugged me.
Well, yeah, Gilly was like, you were mentioning that, and I was like, it didn't bother me.
Well, that's good to know it didn't bother you. Just so there's different takes. I like that, I didn't even notice that. Like, okay, interesting.
Yeah, I didn't notice it. I was like, yeah, great, okay. You know, it was just a lot of, with every write, it was a lot of like, hey, I'm going to lip sync to my song I sing.
Yes. Yeah.
Where I was then blown away, where I was like, whoa, Scarlett's doing like bubbles and Raja's making a dress. Like, that's so cool.
I thought that was so cool. Who was your winner from the talent show? Because like Jada won. Well, Jada was the rightful winner.
Yeah.
Jada definitely was the winner.
Those funny long boobs, that was it. As she walked out, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God, winner. Yeah. Like, I want to buy some of those funny long rubber boobs.
Even before that happened, I feel like you have said things in the past like, this is what you need to do to win. Like, you need to just have fun with something physical.
Just have fun and, yeah.
Wait, you said You had a great pitch for what you would do for your talent show. Can you tell us? You were telling Gilly.
What did I
say? You were telling Gilly where you were just like, you would play up physical comedy.
Oh, I would do a burlesque.
Okay.
Physical comedy act where I was like breaking chairs. Essentially, like, I would start kind of Blair-wise, and I would fall like Blair, but then I would go hardcore.
Oh, Farrah.
Is that what I was saying?
Farrah, yeah.
I mean, Farrah.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Not Blair Sinclair.
Yes, I remember Farrah. Yeah, so because that could have been a gift if she broke her clamshell and just fell 8,000 times.
Well, and she even was like, I should have...
Yeah.
Yelled out for medic or something where it's like, yeah, you should have just kind of gone with it. But that's a hard, it's humiliating.
It's fun. Humiliating. And
I
in
would
the
love
moment.
To do, yeah, like just a physical comedy bit where they're like, wait, is this on purpose or not?
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. Oh boy, what would I do? I don't know. Now with things like Rogers, I'm almost like, maybe I would make Rice Krispie treats in like a minute.
Oh, that's like, fantastic.
But just burn the shit out of yourself. Just be like, oh, no.
Oh, shit. Oh shit. God, okay, no! That's hot. Oh, fuck, that's hot.
No,
that's hot.
Was a mistake.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, mercy. Lord, have mercy on me.
Or you just slowly eat the whole tub of batter.
That's
and then you're
funny.
Like, oh, I don't have anything to cook.
Yeah. And whoops. Then just bake like a tier of brownie.
But and it's that thing though, like if Rue were to ask me what I was gonna do,
yeah,
I would never give anything too specific or
totally.
Too specific. I wouldn't be like, I'm doing comedy. I wouldn't do like I'm doing. See, I would just be like, I'm going to just like, I got a good little, I'm just going to have some fun on stage so that you set the bar so low.
Can you believe
that?
I agree. You set the bar low. You surprise them.
Because then you surprise them.
Didn't you feel like we were a little bit responsible for Trinity's stand-up failure? Like, because.
I hope so. We did meet
yes.
Trinity.
And we specifically yelled at her.
Really let her have it.
My light bill.
Is it my light bill? We were just like, you rule.
You have
light
to do
bill.
That.
Light bill. You gotta
if
do
if you remember
light
nothing
bill.
Else, light bill. And she was like, okay. Okay.
Yeah, she's like, get out of here. Right? We'll buy some pins if you do light bill, man. Trinity rules. It's a bummer that she fumbled.
She fumbled, but my God, she has such a fucking cool moment in this episode, all over the place in this episode.
Yes.
She's still having pretty salty moments, but she at least owns it. She's like, I'm really sensitive.
That I love so much of where it is like, as soon as myself as a viewer is like, hey, chill out. They cut to that talking head where she's like, I am sensitive. I'm emotional. I don't know what else to tell you. And it's like, oh, that I appreciate.
I appreciate.
Just being like, yep, I'm fucking sensitive.
Yeah. And then she'll always go a little ham and then be like, okay, sorry. That was a lot.
Yep.
Which
there's a lot
you gotta
I just
appreciate.
Needed to get this out.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Speaking of, there's something very interesting happening in this season, and I wonder if it's on purpose or not. No one has a villain edit in this season, and I am here for it. I love it. Like,
it's really neat because, and we'll see that, like, when we start talking about, like, it's really cool seeing them. After they've seen themselves on the show, because I'm thinking of like Trinity and Silky, mostly Silky right now, just because that like it was a big part of this episode of being like, ooh, I saw myself. For poor Silky, like I got kind of destroyed, but because of the way I was, And I want to learn from it, and I want to change, and I, you know, whether it helps or not. Like,
dude, I have come around to Silky in a way I never thought I would. Like, my heart is broken for Silky. Like,
me too.
Where I'm just like, and this is people who know her say this of her. They're like, she is so sweet. She is not this aggressive person that she was portrayed on season 11.
Yeah,
and like. This episode, I was like, oh my God, I'm here for Silky. She's sweet. She's trying. She's vulnerable. And at the end, she was just like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It is like, you can't be mad at someone for being like, yep, I was wild during that time. Like,
yeah.
That genuine, like, mm-hmm. I fucked up and I really want to change. And I feel we've seen it in the past mm-hmm. where we've had people who are like, I really want to change, but didn't even make a move to do that. You know who I'm talking about, Ma?
I got a clue who you're talking about.
Ooh.
Oh.
Your accent was not a clue.
No, it was not.
It was not a clue.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'm excited. I'm like, I'm loving this season. Like,
I am too. Everybody, I'm like, I don't want anybody to leave.
I don't want anyone to leave. I'm excited to see what this gag is. I don't understand what the gag is.
I don't know. Now I'm like, are they waiting till the fourth person to be eliminated? Because then do you have like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I thought we would have learned this one, but it was a fun, delightful surprise.
Right. Well, like, we both watch. Okay. I don't know if this is true at all, but I've heard rumors that it's like almost like that Top Chef thing. Like, you know, that, you know, like, how Top.
The
yeah.
Comeback Kitchen.
Yeah, like that kind of thing.
Great.
But I also don't know if that's true at all because they do such a great job.
I would love that.
Guarding. And I also want to see how we get there, if that's the case. I hope we get to like a whole episode of what the hell they're doing.
Love, like, that should be the Untucked is their yeah. Comeback Kitchen lip sync. And it should be called Comeback Kitchen Lip Sync, where they have to
nothing
make
wrong.
A meal
makes
and
sense.
Lip sync while they do it.
It makes sense. They have to fucking cook while they give a look. Okay, that's good.
And Padma comes out and is like, yay or nay?
Yay or nay. She's like, I'm really hot, but I have one scar on my arm, which makes me really deep. Okay. Okay, here I go. No. I love this season. This is going to be maybe my favorite All-Star season since All-Stars 2.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it is a ball. And I like that, like, I'm genuinely liking people I had weird feelings about before, like Raja.
Yeah, me too.
Like, Raja's adorable.
And rules. Like, yeah. It's very good. Like, yeah, I'm blown away.
And I don't know if you've seen the Untucked this week was actually a good Untucked. And she talks about, like, kind of just, like, just coming around and being too much on her season and like reconnecting with Scarlett. It's pretty cool.
And that's what's really neat about a lot of these queens on this season. It feels so genuine about like, mm-hmm. ooh, I saw myself. And it sucks because they were all kind of attacked online about it. But like they also saw themselves and were like, ooh,
yeah.
I don't want to be, that's not me. I don't want to be yeah. like that. And I'm going to really make sure on this All-Stars that I will not be like that.
Dude.
God is truly. So good.
God. Oh my God. It's so fun. Wait, who's your number one winner to take it all right now?
I mean, before any episodes, Trinity, K-Bone
yeah.
name.
Yeah.
I'm just such like.
She's so great.
Trinity's season 6 story was just
awesome.
So awesome and special and rad. So I'm really yes. rooting for her. I mean, I love Pandora. This is the thing is like, I love like everybody. I wouldn't be mad.
Yeah. Everyone's
but
great.
Yara, I mean, those long boobies.
Oh my God. She's so fun.
Her whole, the whole talent show is like, oh, that's, she's winning. She's winning.
Yeah. I want her to, I mean, I would, nothing would tickle me more. I also love that in this episode, she's like in the background playing like a child, like
just
when
like
your mom would take you to go to errands or something.
Dancing around with that like headband getting lower and like covering Yara's
what is that
eyes.
Headband?
Where it's just like, wait, what is this?
Get, lose the headband. Its function
lose
is no
it.
Longer
you're,
in use.
You're knocking into stuff now. You can't see.
Oh my God. Did you notice the slightly updated song at the beginning of this drag race? Like, it's like,
may the best drag queen win.
Yes. Yeah. Did you notice that?
I did. Gilly pointed it out like last week.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. Great.
Great. We're here for it. We're here for it. Yeah, I'm so excited. God, who do I want to win? Any of them? Jada, because she's wild. Eureka's great. Ginger, hey, Ginger might be my current favorite. I've always been a fave. I've always loved
Ginger.
Her.
That's the thing. Is like, we'll get everybody, I'm like, God.
Yes.
Ginger rules. Painta. Everybody fucking rules.
So fun. Like, it's great. I'm so excited. So we're coming back in the workroom. Raja just won a bunch of money for her lip sync. That was great. Her and Brooklyn. Great lip sync.
Incredible.
They're getting actual assassins. We have actual lip sync assassins.
And I'm very glad that it's like, hey, man, you could lose because these are. And it feels like, yeah, exactly. Like where it's like, go big. Go big, assassins.
Yeah.
You know, do you think John Wilkes Booth had a pep talk of like, John Wilkes Booth, go big.
Like, you got this. You got this. He's like,
you
yeah.
Got
he's
this.
Like,
yeah, I
yeah,
do. I do.
Yeah, I'm going to punch him. Yeah. I'm going to punch him.
No, go bigger. Go bigger. Go bigger, okay. John Wilkes Booth.
You know
Booth.
What? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to go up to him.
Yeah.
And I'm going to. Oh, I'm going to rip some of his hair out.
You know what, John Wilkes Booth? I think go bigger.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's the tiniest gun a human can have.
I'm going to fucking do it.
I'm going to shoot. Oh, I'm going to fucking shoot.
Fuck. I'm fucking shooting.
Oh, no. Man, our 16th president, we respect you, man.
We salute you, Abe. Dead bastard. okay, what about this interesting Jada Trinity friction? Like, that's like, I voted for you, you voted for me. Trinity is like, look, I think Jiggly tried harder.
I feel bad. I think it was personal. I
do,
don't
too.
I think Trinity was just like, hey, man, you voted for me? I'm voting for you.
Yeah.
Like, especially because I feel Trinity knew everybody else was. I'm with Sonique of like, I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
Like, you, it was.
Come on.
It was purely.
It's
personal.
Way too like, early to pick to go for the personal things. You got to play it cool, man. You can't do this early in the game.
Right. Or you just commit and are like, yep, okay, you're like, I'm taking it personal. Like, I don't know.
Or I'm wild.
But yeah.
I'm fucking wild. I don't know. Yeah, I do love Jada. Look, Jada has such a filthy mouth, and I am here for it.
Me too.
We're getting it all uncensored thanks to Paramount Plus.
Thank God. They did say fuck at one point. I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Okay, cool. Yeah, we're getting a lot more filthier. We're getting Jada saying, I
Thank
fucking love
God.
you, motherfucker.
Yes.
Very
yes.
good.
So good.
Okay, we're in the show after this wrap-up. Holy shit. Okay, Rue comes back in the room after they're, you know, key-king and talking.
Yep.
And she's like, y'all are going to do commercials this week.
Yes. I also during this when Rue was like, okay, stand tallest to smallest to tallest.
Yeah.
And here are your teams. Also, I really like, I appreciated Rue straight up spelling out the game the teams had to do.
Okay,
you know,
yeah.
Where it wasn't
yeah.
just the name, but
yeah.
it was like, okay, this means you need to. Be
yeah.
fixers. You need to, like, because I feel that's kind of been a bummer sometimes where it's like, hey, here's your title. We're not going to tell you what we want, but
uh-huh.
we're then going to note you that you didn't do it.
Yes, that is very interesting.
Yeah, so we have Rent a Queen where it's like, okay, whenever you want a queen to fill it, like, to
uh-huh.
kind of fill in a time you don't want to be there or you need somebody like an
escort in the purest sense of the term.
Great. Yes.
We have the fixers.
the fixers.
Fix it, bitches.
Like, okay.
Uh-huh.
Fix it.
Fix, you fix.
And then the drag exorcist, where it is straight up like, okay, you have a like.
Yeah.
I like how it was like, here's your thing, and here's a line describing what we want to see.
It's very interesting. First of all,
it made it easier it for people. It did.
Which one of these would you want to do?
Oh, I mean, they all are really fun.
Right. We have an extensive knowledge of horror, but that's not the...
I think my gut is like, drag exorcist would be very fun. My thought for drag exorcist was...
What?
You're like, your kid wants to be a drag queen, so you exorcise them out of it.
That's
like,
funny.
They're possessed, or you go the other way of like, they're possessed for not wanting to do drag.
Right.
We gotta be, my initial one was like, oh, that like kind of Hell House style of like... Like a room in a hell house. I'm like, my child wants to be a drag queen. We need to save them. Jeebus.
That's really fun. I mean, that's fun either way, too, because that's also fun if you're like, we're here to exercise you. And then they just grab the parent. They're like, you're the fucking
freak.
You're a fucking demon bitch.
You're truly the worst, the most demonic thing of this child's future.
You read a book of curses and have dedicated your life to an invisible evil in the sky. You're possessed.
That has been interpreted crazily. It's all bunk. I don't like 1 ounce of that fucking... What is it called? The Bibble?
The Bibble.
I fucking hate the Bibble.
Holly Bibble.
The Holly Bibble. I fucking hate the Holly Bibble.
I do too.
Bibble.
I think it's stupid as shit. I mean, that would be a fucking genius approach. I also thought that was like, oh, maybe they're going to get possessed too. Because I mean, it could be so funny if I was just thinking like the whole commercial shifts to come to our house and we'll possess you. Yeah, just three easy payments, whatever. But Maybe we're over... funnying it. We're making it too funny.
Because I also did like this I guess they're both literal exercising, but the like workout exercise.
I thought that was fun.
That's great. That's clever. I do think it could have been more of an ad.
Yeah.
But we could get to that when we get to
sure.
that. But I still enjoyed it. But it did feel like, oh, I could see other beats, man. I could like...
Yeah.
We could blow this world out a little bit more, but hey.
What about when they're brainstorming for fixing it and Jada says...
Farting on a dick?
Yep. You have a problem farting on your dick because you're tucked too tight? Fix it, bitch. I thought that was genius.
Were all like, I don't know if we should go there. It's like, I think Rue would have laughed because it wasn't too nasty.
I think... Whoever gives away the MacArthur Genius Grant should have busted down the door and
We've
said...
We've been waiting for Yara to say something like this.
We've been following your work. And now that you've said, do you have a problem farting on your dick because you're tucked too tight?
I thought it was so funny.
It is genius.
And I would have been like, yes, that is fucking hilarious.
It's so good. But
you have a problem farting on your dick.
It's so crazy.
It's funny.
It's fucking funny.
It's fucking funny.
The exercise, whatever. Kylie Sonique is talking about, she's like, oh, I'm kind of more of a physical performer. Can I do this comedy thing?
And was a little weirded out, too, of like the idea of improvising.
Right.
Where it's like, oh, I would like to rehearse.
Okay, when they show it on the show, they usually show it going terribly.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah.
I can't think of one where they improvised it and then they were like, that worked out great, actually. That was great.
Because also when they have full-on improvised challenges, it's tough. But also to where it is just like so open-ended where it's like, give them a little bit more. Or I guess they do sometimes give them like... beats to hit, but that's very hard to do unless you know how to do that.
Totally.
But that's like a hard thing to ask.
Totally.
I mean, they're talking about funny ideas. Out of the gate, I thought the Rent-A-Queen group was going to win. I was just like,
I did too.
Looking at them, I was like, they're funny. They're going to be great.
I did too. And it's a really fun, they're all fun ideas, but a really fun idea of like, oh, do you not want to do this? Or do you want somebody to take you to that? Like, go for it.
Yeah. It's wild. And you know, I mean, we can say this whenever we want, but like, nobody did bad. And I can't remember
the last comedy forward
challenge where I was like, no one did bad. Like maybe some people
usually
were like,
there's at least a couple of big stinkies.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But this one, it was like, oh, everybody like did good.
Sometimes there's so many stinkies that people get away with murder.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Even in season 13, like there was a lot of stinkies when they did this weird sort of green, the one where Simone said victory. I just remember there was a lot of stinkies. But
yes,
ultimately they were just like, well, you're stinkier than these stinks. So
yeah, you're the stinkiest of all these stinkies.
Yeah.
So I guess you go. But it's a lot like, yeah, it's
like a snatch
is like
game where it's like
solid,
oh boy,
poop versus diarrhea. Like
yeah,
you're more solid poop, so we'll get rid of the diarrhea, cha cha cha. Also, look, how funny, sorry, this
please.
Is from the first, like when they were going through Serena and every time they picked a lipstick out where it was like Serena and they all went cha cha cha. That for every lipstick, that made me laugh so hard.
I did not even notice that.
Like they were revealing it of like, oh, Serena cha cha cha
cha
Serena cha cha cha. It made me laugh a ton.
When you were watching that first week and they had to pick, I mean, it was just clear cut because it was Serena or Trinity. Even though Trinity did worse, would you have chosen Serena? And do you remember Serena from her season?
Uh-uh.
No. Yeah. I've had a couple of people be like, I do not remember her. Yeah, she was in two episodes of the show. And
which season?
5. The very beginning of 5.
Whoa.
All she does is brag about soft sculpture and being 21. And
oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really didn't. And it is, I like, it is, you know, I'll give comedy the benefit. Like, comedy's fucking hard.
It is hard. It is hard. And I mean, what a thing that's obvious to us is like doing a comedy thing in the middle of non-comedy is an insane idea.
Right.
It never works.
Absolutely. But there is that thing of like, oh, but it is like I said, like Scarlett doing bubble stuff was just like, ooh, that's funny
so
and
good.
Different from just a bunch of queens lip syncing their own songs or singing them. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about Jada being told she can't laugh in the take? Jada, you're fucking crazy.
But also, like, the whole time Michelle and Ross losing it with her. Like, just oh my God, this is funny. But yeah, like, are you supposed to laugh? No. Okay, then you can't do it. You can't do it.
But the dialogue's well written. She says, like, I have so much meat in my pants, I could make a sandwich.
It's really funny.
Because then you think of a dick sandwich, which is very funny.
Very funny. And then you hear when they play it, you hear Rue lose it at that line.
Yes.
Like, loudly, RuPaul's laugh is there. And you're like, wow, that's awesome.
Big question. If someone guaranteed you that a dick sandwich would be delicious, would you eat it? Like if it was like a cow dick sandwich.
Oh, a cow dick.
Cow dick. And they're like, this tastes like filet mignon, but it's a cow dick sandwich.
Yeah, I would eat it. I've eaten balls, Rocky Mountain oysters, which are bowls balls, and they're good.
How are they?
They're just like,
they're good.
I mean, they're fucking deep fried and you dunk them in ranch. So, you know, it is like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
I would try. Remember when we went to that place in San Francisco, that really great Brazilian place, and afterwards you were like, oh, we ate brains. And I was like,
yes.
Oh my God. But also, yes, they were delicious.
Sweetbreads, I believe they sometimes call them.
Ugh. Don't call that, that it
is
that.
So, and
it's so great. And like, whatever that head cheese
right,
is.
Right, 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 right.
Fuck off. Just be like, this is a nasty part you don't think of eating, but give it a shot.
Yeah, that would be a lot more honest.
Would you eat a dick sandwich?
Yeah, I would.
Fully loaded. Fully loaded.
Fully loaded.
All the
human
sauce. All the onions.
No, all the onions.
Well, I feel weird saying this, but I bet pig dick is really good.
You heard it here. Put it on your tombstone. I bet pig dick is really good.
I bet it is. Man.
Oh my God.
Yeah, breaking a headboard. Eureka looks really great and funny.
Really good.
Like with the puke makeup. It's so funny.
She looks great. She's so funny at doing really big things like this. Yeah. I'm glad she delivered.
I thought Scarlett and Kylie did great too.
They did great. They did great. There was a second where I was like, maybe Kylie's in trouble because they're just showing her be like 10% more timid, but
right.
She did it.
She did it. She really she did, it. Did it. Yep.
This next group, when they're filming, the Rack group, they all look great. They have so many setups. But I was laughing just watching the rehearsal. I thought this was a great idea. And I was laughing at Silky.
Yep, me too. Me too. Yeah. I was blown away. Like,
yeah. Scratching under the tit is just one of those comedy mainstays. Being asleep and scratching under your tit, always funny.
Which, mono, it happens in real life.
I bet.
You gotta scratch under that tit all the time.
I've seen your under tits. They're fucking... they look possessed. They look like...
Mono, you're not wrong. They do look a little possessed. It's like, what's going on? Oh, yeah, I sweat a bunch. That's what's going on.
Yeah. There's sweat just there all the time.
Permanent. Even in the ice cold winter, my fucking boobies are sweating.
Yeah, man. Damn.
Big old hogs are sweating.
Truly, your little meat silos are always sweating. It's crazy.
My meat silos.
So, okay, we've gone through the filming. Now they're prepping for the runway. I bet you want to say something about it, but actually, you know what, Betsy? Silence. I feel like taking a break.
Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in-person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door
I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Bring back my break. We're back break. With Betsy. You know, as the only Drag Race podcast, you know, yeah. We come up with these sayings that are fully ours and everything.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I love it. Betsy, we're back in the workroom.
Whoa.
We're chit chatting. We're talking shit.
Yes.
We're learning more about Silky's journey.
Which is, it's so nice to hear. Like, well, in a bummer, but it is like, yeah, like. Like, yeah, of just being very self-aware is very cool. And
yeah.
hard to be mad at where it's like, oh, you get it. You get, like, you saw yourself and you know, and
she's growing. I want her to do big things. I hope she stands a chance. As more queens go home, it's going to be hard because every time a queen goes home, I'm like, oh, I want her to get back in.
Right.
Oh, I want her to get back in.
Right. We got to know what this game is. We got to know what the game within the game is. I do wish they might, like, just go big Drag Race and, like, send them to Exile Island. Like,
yes.
Let's get survivor mode going hard.
Oh, okay, friend, comrade of the cast, Steve Slaga, also said they should go full Survivor and start putting immunity idols in the fucking workroom.
They absolutely should. Because that's one of the most fun parts in Survivor is when they, like, win a reward or whatever, and they're, like, eating a burrito and a fucking idol's in it, and it's, like, in their mouth, and then they have to coolly, like, hide it. And somebody's like, was that an idol? I just saw you spit out burrito into your napkin. No.
Resnit. And then they're like, I have diarrhea and I have to jack off in my diarrhea. I'll be back. I have to throw up in my jack off diarrhea. I'll be back.
Ew, Survivors are so nasty, man.
But what if the immunity idols were blank lipsticks? Like, where?
Cool.
And, like, even let's say even if you win,
You're like, I won
and I have a blank lipstick.
Right. And then during voting, right before it's announced, like in Survivor, you could fucking boom.
Yes.
I have the immunity lipstick.
Oh.
Come on.
Now, okay, here's a real question. Should they hide it or should it be like someone gives it to you when you did so fucking good on something, or like you came second in something? Would that be like a good thing to be like, look, you this week there should have been two winners, but instead you're getting this special privilege?
Whoa, but I feel that's almost better than
winning. Yeah, good call.
I like hiding just because I do think it's really funny in Survivor when they're like drinking a nasty soda that's gonna annihilate their stomach,
you
and
know,
like swallow it halfway and fucking puke it up and then jerk off on it and then
dude and you know what they should do? I know how they'll do. So there's always Rue pictures around the room, right?
Yeah.
So there could be clues in the Rue pictures that, like, if you put it together, it's like, wait a second,
that would be awesome. Because during Untucked, everybody would be like, well, I gotta go look around. I gotta go look around, and everybody's trying to solve shit.
And be like, I'm really emotional. I have to go figure shit out.
And it should be like, it should be Survivor style clues. Where, remember where they just like in Survivor just dig for hours?
Yeah,
where they're just like, they said it's somewhere in this beach. So I have been digging for 13 hours straight. And
fucking
I have yet to
crazy.
Like, yeah, I think it should be really hardcore.
Yeah, man. Fucking
just a bitch. Just a pitch.
Dude,
wow. Just a
you
pitch.
You know it's a good idea.
Just a damn pitch.
Just
hear
a damn
out.
Pitch. Dude.
Hear us
should
out.
They do it on a damn beach? Where it's just like,
I think, yes.
Like even the makeup, they're like, okay, look,
just
we
covered
put
in
like
sand.
Yeah. Like the design challenge is on this beach. You need to figure out something amazing to wear.
And it is windy. Like this beach is windy. People
Dude.
Will be walking by.
Betsy, now with this Paramount Plus crossover, they could really
they
do
could
it.
They could totally do Survivor
they could,
Paul Race.
Dude, Survivor Paul Race.
Start your fires.
Oh my God, Survivor Paul Race.
We gotta do Survivor Paul Race.
And I will not accept any alternative titles.
Uh-uh.
I think that's
we
no.
figured it out.
We did. We nailed it.
Come on,
it.
Give us some money, wow.
Yum, yum,
Paramount
yum.
And all
Please.
Of the thingies, CBS.
So Rue on the main stage in this kind of purple,
yes.
just classic Rue,
classic
blonde.
Rue.
Unbelievable.
I love Tia.
Tia. Now, I always mix up. Is Tia the one in our favorite Christmas movie?
I think so. Mistletones?
Mistletones. Is it Tia?
I believe so.
Okay. I gotta know.
I'm looking it up.
Yeah,
I'm
look it up. See if it's Tia or Tamara in the Mistletones, which is this great fucking nutty, campy Christmas movie with Tori Spelling.
There it is. There, Tia, it's Tia, our
wow,
queen.
Wow, our queen is calling us. Come on, Tia. Yeah, watch that shitty movie any old day. And hey, while we're talking about it.
It's actually not shitty. I remember, well, it is, but like.
You love it.
Good.
You went from camp love it to just love it.
Yeah, to where it's like, actually, I think this is a really wonderfully made Christmas movie.
And I'll plug this more than once, but as long as we're talking about loving goofy, doofy stuff, y'all go listen to our other podcast, We Love Trash.
Oh, you got to.
Ooh.
We Love Trash.
It's on Patreon.
Yeah.
It's very easy to find if you follow us.
Yeah.
And we talk about all things trash, including celebrities, dumb movies, slashers.
Food. Yeah, we're doing all summer. We're doing slasher summer. So
Ooh.
Watching a bunch of slashers, improvising slasher movies. We're doing it all.
We're doing it all. It's a fun. It's very summery. And you got to go get into it. We watch Sleepaway Camp because we're queer heroes.
Yes. Queeros.
That part. We're queeros. Okay. So let's go ahead and talk about this runway. It is Redemption Runway, which is such a good topic.
Really great.
I love it. I love, love, love it. I think they should do it every All-Stars no matter what.
I do too. It's really cool.
It's just a great idea. It's always fun. It's
Dude.
Always fun for the whole family. I have some opinions on ones that like, because some were like from runways and some were like not. And I'm like, I kind of prefer the ones that were like from a runway.
I do too, because there was some where it was like promos.
I was like, yeah, that wasn't on the main stage.
And it's like, well, that doesn't count. Like,
That doesn't count.
That doesn't count.
I didn't see that. I wasn't looking up the promo image.
No. I wanted to be, runways or Snatch Game is fun. Like that idea of like, here was me in Snatch Game. I like that.
Yeah, that was funny for Kylie. I was like, yeah, okay, go off. Why not?
Oh, wait. Can we real quick while they were shooting? I thought it was a funny bit. Scarlett saying, or three payments of your firstborn.
Right.
I thought that was legit. And it was like kind of confusing, but also like, that's funny.
Yeah.
Because
I was like,
do you slice your firstborn in three segments? Like, I thought that was a funny bit.
It was that thing where it was like, oh, it's like insane on purpose. Why can't they do that?
Yeah. Where it's like, wait, why that it's so funny. Why can't they keep it?
Right. Or like even just be like three firstborn. I don't know. Three firstborn from corresponding mothers. Or just keep it nonsensical because, hello, it's drag.
Yeah. Because I really like to have like three easy payments of your firstborn. Like, that's funny and weird and great.
I like that Scarlett was like, okay, you're the director.
Yeah, true. Of like, okay, great. That sounds good.
Whatever.
Yeah. That's all you can do. Okay, yeah, okay.
You know, when they make a decision, you wear it. So we got Kylie Sonique Love. And you, as you know, Betsy, you're no stranger to this pod. We're going to chirp and burp these looks.
Oh.
We have Kylie Sonique Love.
Chirp.
Dude, this is a chirp. This runway was good.
Kylie Sonique Love is hot. Like, great.
So hot.
So hot.
She's wearing these, like, these pink feather hang-offs, this, like, sunset wig. These fun, weird sun heart glasses.
Yeah, and they kind of like bounce around.
Yes.
Very fun. You know, if you have a cat, they would fucking go nuts for that outfit.
Oh my God.
They would just attack it all day
long. If you have a cat, they'll actually murder you. Like,
yeah,
if you want to commit suicide in a really horrifying way, just put that on in front of cats.
Yeah.
You know?
They'll eat the shit out of you.
Scarlet Envy, big improvement from her workroom entrance.
Also giving me very big History of the World Part 1 vibes.
Yeah.
Remember that movie? Like Madeline Kahn as the Empress. Like those, the ladies, her ladies, the virgins in that movie. Like very this. But this is beautiful. This is chirp, chirp, chirp.
It is beautiful. It is angelic. There's gold. There's drapery. There's weird cherubs on the inside.
Yes.
Babies. It reminds me of that angelic runway they did in All Stars 4 a little bit.
Yes. Oh, my God.
It is fun. It is also just a little stupid, which like...
Yes, just enough campy where it's like, that's what I want, dude.
Right?
Yeah.
We got this half shell of Venus on her.
I do wish...
What? Please.
How fun would it be if all of the faces... were changed to be like what that nun did to that one Jesus picture.
The nun who tried to fix the Jesus painting.
I looked that up like once a month to just have a good laugh. Imagine if all the faces on this dress were those like the nun tried to fix them. How funny to be like, I'll save the painting. This'll be good.
That is one of the craziest. And there's a couple people who do it. Like, she's not the only one.
Yeah, I've seen a couple more where it's like, good God, it's so fucking funny.
I mean, the belief people have in themselves in this world is just jaw-dropping and horrifying.
Fascinating. Fascinating. I wish I had that.
Me too. I love to second guess myself when I know what I'm doing.
Sistine that walk. That's funny, Michelle.
Michelle, that's fucking funny. This is a chirp and you know it's a chirp.
Chirp, big chirp.
It's a chirp and you know it's a chirp, Marge. Okay.
This one, have we seen her wear this before?
This look? Well, I'm wondering, maybe, because I mean, we had one look of hers we got directly from We're Here. So I wouldn't be surprised if this is also from We're Here.
That's what it felt with which like, yeah. That's fine. I mean, it's so crazy how now it's like, okay, and when you lip sync, you need another outfit and another. Like,
oh, my God.
There's so much. But I did, as soon as, like, Eureka walked out, I was like, I feel I've seen this.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. Like.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Like, without the fluffy jacket.
Yeah. Do you, wait, you want to remove the fluffy jacket?
Well, that's what I feel I saw.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I buy that 100%. Maybe even we saw her perform. I feel like we've seen her perform at one of these Work the Worlds.
Maybe. Oh, you know what? Maybe that's it. What if the wig was the jacket? You know what I'm saying? The wig turned into the arms.
Oh, that would be so cool.
That would be rad.
That would be so... I mean, this looks fan-fucking-tastic.
It's so rad.
I don't mind that it's eating up her neck at all.
Maybe it
looks a little funny from the back, but it's a big chirp. And
big
it is from a runway look that was still all kind of good already.
Oh, I like this chirp.
Yeah. Miss Raja, yes. This was an improvement on her wood... runway thing where they made you make nature looks. It's a big chirp. Leaves wig.
Big chirp.
Oh, yeah. Sort of satin gown, fun shoulder shawl.
Burlap shawl. Mm. Very. And that was like a really fun before and after. Like a really fun redemption to see. Like.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Look at these differences.
And it's perfect because it's like, that's when she went home. We're yes. seeing a new Raja who's just like, I don't know, having fun, being yep. great, being talented.
Yep. It's very exciting.
It's Raja a big chirp. I don't know if I'm going to burp any of these.
I don't know either.
So Pandora's redoing her runway from All Stars 1 where she was wearing that weird Muppet dress.
Where she got eliminated.
Yes. And it's sort of a blue... I'll say this one's probably my least favorite.
Right. It's not bad, but it's just not what the other queens did.
Yes.
She's you wearing, know?
Yeah, she's wearing sort of just like a very pretty gown. And I see that there's sort of like green flowery stuff on it. But from afar, it just looks like broccoli is on her dress.
A lot of broccoli.
Or like little creepy skeletons are on her dress. It's
ooh, that would be fun.
That would be fun. It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. It's like kind of like you know, like a lady who is not the queen and who is not a princess,
yeah.
but like, you know, hangs out in the castle and doesn't clean up their slop.
I think like, her job is like to watch the prince fuck. You know?
Right, 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 right. And like, he'll honk her boobs.
Right, right.
Every and now like, and then where it's like, oh yeah, you're the prince. Okay, I gotta let you honk my boobs.
And then like, her job is to clean up the royal cum, you know?
Oh, the royal cum cleaner.
She looks, yeah, kind of like a cum wench, but like a you really know, pretty
exactly
one.
That's exactly it. A really beautiful cum wench.
It's a light chirp. The stuff
it's
does
a,
look
it's
weird.
It's like when your fire alarm, your smoke alarm does the little like warning. I'm running out of batteries.
It's
yeah,
a bat.
Just
it's
one
a,
of those.
Meep.
Like not bad by any means, but just compared to the other stuff, like
it's a meep meep.
It's a meep meep.
Next, Jara Sophia redoing her promo look. Which was already good.
Right. I don't like the redoing promo looks.
No, it's stupid. It's not a thing we saw. She should have redone one like she went home on or
right.
they clowned. Because she remember
right.
she had like a too big money dress that like sent her home. She should have redone a
yes,
money dress.
I forgot. That would be awesome.
This is great.
But it looks incredible. She looks incredible.
I like that she's like kind of owning or like bringing back this style she had with like blonde braids and like
and bright eyes.
Yes. I like yes. that she's like, this is my thing. And it looks
yes.
great.
It looks awesome.
I mean, this is gorgeous.
Okay, headband is above the eyes. Okay.
I think the villain of this season is Jada's headband.
I do too. That headband's getting in the way of stuff.
I mean, I bet there's a confessional in next week where it says some nasty, nasty
where it's
stuff.
Just headband.
Whoa, headband.
Oh, shit, headband. You
headband.
Can't say that.
You don't say that word anymore, headband.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Fuck you, man. Fuck you.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck
what?
You.
What? Yeah, fuck you. Fuck you.
Jada is an absolute chirp. I
big chirp.
Love her. God, I love her. And I'm so glad she's doing so well so many years later.
Right. Me too. Yes.
Trinity K. Bonet beautiful. Doing her promo look. She is beautiful.
I don't need a promo look, but this is beautiful.
No. Black, beaded, crown, black on black on black, cool ponytail.
Yes.
It's fantastic. There's no doubt it's a chirp.
Big chirp. I love the crown thingy.
But, you know, would you say which look is better, this or her crossing guard look? Like, which one would you say is, like, better overall?
Well, you know, I am a big khaki head. I love just some nice, solid khakis. So, crossing guard might win it for
yeah,
me.
Yeah, because on the one hand, this is gorgeous, beaded, perfectly, you know, accessorized.
Right. On the other hand, though,
crossing guard had dirty-ass boots. Just
oh,
dirty,
yeah.
stinky, shit-covered boots.
Dirty,
so that
stinky,
was
shit-covered
cool.
boots. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Honestly, if they said this week, Trinity, you did amazing. You should win. But we're still mad at you for that crossing guard last week.
I am so blown away they didn't fucking say, what were you doing? Like, I would have worn that for a mod night, which is a sketch show.
Yes.
And felt kind of bad. Like, yeah. I would have felt kind of bad being like, I'm really phoning this one in. Like, I'm truly just wearing pants that I wear, and I threw a vest on and a wig. That really bummed me out. But this is incredible. Incredible look. Jan. We got kind of a sporty gown.
Yes, kind of given the varsity thing, but make it a gown.
Right.
I mean, this is beautiful. It's not, I think, you know, they've also been pretty mean to her, making her safe in both of the first episodes.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. I feel she could have been higher. Like, this one, I thought she was safe. Like, this week, she actually was safe.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
It's cute. It's a chirp.
It's a chirp. You know, I would have had a sporty accessory or something.
I agree.
Like, at least one. Like, I'm not good at fashion, but, like, you know, like a tennis bag purse or something. Or, like, I don't know, something.
Right.
Just a little more spurty. Spurty? Sporty.
Spurty. Maybe even, like, a headpiece that's, like, a sort of like football, basketball, something. Maybe even just a fucking goalpost. I don't know. Like,
that would be pretty rad.
Yeah.
Or yeah, what, like, hey, Jan, put a basketball over your head, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Cut some holes out.
Or don't.
Or
and
don't.
See if you make it down the runway.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I can't breathe with this. No, I do. Yeah, like one more little sporty
thing.
Accessory or something.
I think so.
Ginger Minj.
Okay, Ginger Minj redoing her Drag of the Future look. I love that she's doing this because it was bad. And I'm like, it takes a lot of balls to be like, I'm going to do something that everyone dogged.
Right. Which I feel that should have been more of a thing where it's like, what's the outfit that you got annihilated for?
Agree.
Not promo, not like where it's just like you were like torn apart for this and your outfit was falling apart, Raja.
Yeah.
Yeah. I liked it though.
I liked it. I like this clear mask crown thing. I like the hair. I like the weird ruching.
I do think I was on Michelle's side of like...
Yes.
Oh, yeah. You could kind of get rid of those funny legs, which I didn't mind. But once Michelle said, I was like, oh, yeah, that would be pretty rad.
Yeah. I liked the big swing. And like, as opposed to last time, I was like, she took a fucking swing.
True.
This is weird. This is interesting.
True.
Yeah, it could have. It was it a full gag? No, but I would still chirp it.
Chirpy, chirpy, chirp.
Chirpy, chirp. Okay, Silky Nutme Ganache redoing her
like
family
this
resemblance.
Look.
I did too. I do think it's funny redoing a look that had two parts. Like it essentially had two parts to it, and her roach look was so notoriously shitty. Like,
right.
Why don't you redo
Do the roach look again,
dude? But this is gorgeous.
Yeah.
I like the tassels. I love the color on her.
I love the tassels.
I love the head crown thing. Yes. I love her hair. She really does an amazing job. Like,
yeah.
When she puts herself, besides the roach look, this season, she's just been turning out top-notch looks. This is such a chirp.
Yeah, it's a very awesome chirp.
Akiria. Redoing her caftan thing, giving
chirp.
Us a more caftanny caftan.
Chirp.
It's an absolute chirp. It's gorgeous. It's a fun, interesting color. She has a blue spider on her head.
Yes.
It's great. It's pretty.
Yeah.
I can't say anything bad about it. It's maybe it's not super surprising, but it's gorgeous. And
right.
That's what she does.
Right. And that's all.
That's all we want.
That's all we can ask for.
Dude, that's it. Dude, it was all chirps for me. And a good
It was really good. Okay, we're watching them.
So, anything else to say about the commercials we didn't say?
No, I was blown away because I did think everybody did well. I do think, you go ahead. You go, because we'll get to what I was going to say.
I was just blown away that everyone did well. And I did like the ending with Eureka. I thought Eureka really shone. I think Eureka kind of won in this group.
The I work here now is so fucking funny. It's very... And not cleaned is so funny. I'm like, I work here now, still covered in vomit.
Once again, saying I fucking work here now.
It's
we love
so
69.
Great. Everybody's saying 69. Everybody's saying it's going to be funny if we say it costs $69, which you're not wrong.
And, you know, the devil voice they added in, funny.
Giant, huge, awesome.
Very good.
Very good.
That was great.
Yeah.
And I agreed with all the judging, which blew my mind, where I was like, yeah, that group won. That group was safe, and I guess that group is in the bottom.
Yes. I will say, I meant to say, I do think that the exercise one could have been more of a... it was a story.
Right.
Which is fine, and I liked it the whole time. But, it would have been really fun to see Scarlett and Kylie just fucking screaming the things that they do to help you exercise a demon of sauna or whatever. If it's going to be exercise,
Or packages and tiers.
Yes. Oh, yes.
We have tiers.
Right. Of
do you have a tiny demon?
Are you being haunted by Bathsheba the witch? Okay. Well, that's going to need this. But yeah, if it's a tiny, dumb child demon.
Right.
You don't have to do two. It's more of just run every day for 2 minutes or whatever.
But if you're possessed by a Spanish grandfather, Oh boy.
Ooh. Okay.
That's not good.
This is going to be a lot of work. You got to take steroids. You're training for a marathon if you're possessed by a Spanish grandfather.
And worst of all, if you happen to have bought a home that was formerly a mental institution for the criminally insane,
You gotta
buy the platinum package, baby.
You gotta buy the platinum package. We'll come and train you. It's a Peloton, actually.
It's a Peloton. We just make you sweat your nuts off on the Peloton.
Make you fucking sweat, dude.
And Devil hates that.
Devil hates Peloton.
I mean, it makes sense. Think about how hard it is to commit sin when you're just at home working out.
It's hard to commit sin.
That's super hard.
It's so hard. But I still liked it. I thought they all did great, and I laughed it and everything. This was great. And I love the Trinity run.
Oh my God. She's totally blew me away.
Why not add one? Because it would have been fine even if Trinity was like, thank you, fix it, bitch.
Right.
But what a fun extra layer for Trinity to be like, oh, okay, great.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like this.
I guess this is fashion. And then to heighten to wait, really?
It was what? Really? This is what you guys do? Thanks. Yeah, this is genius. And also, it didn't stop the action of what the funny thing was, which is what we talk about all the time in comedy.
Right, right.
Don't let the voice of reason impede the crazy pattern continuing to happen.
And it's really fun of still being oh, I don't really like this, but I will continue doing it. This part, I don't like this. It's so good.
That really made me laugh.
And it added just such an I was blown away. I was really surprised by that move. Because it could have been fine. It's a great pro move where it's let's add one more layer of funny to this.
It was great.
It was really good.
You got to credit with Pandora. They talk about Pandora doing well. I think everyone did well, but you can tell that Pandora had a lot of infrastructure and sharing all the funny shit.
Yep. And it did just feel like such a team effort. Yeah, exactly. Where it's just I don't need to individually take it on my... Yeah, Pandora rules.
Pandora's rad. She did great. Now we have Rent-A-Queens. Everyone's doing great. Yeah, Silky does less. Some of their jokes are a bit more predictable with the hand job, blow job jokes.
Right.
But how funny was Ginger as the weird man?
As Richard Slimmons or whatever?
Yes.
Very funny. Gut out.
Gut out.
Fucking
looked
hilarious.
Like a recently struck match, just a little bit burnt out. It was incredible.
A recently struck match.
It was so looked funny.
So fucking funny.
So good. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Curious stumbles. You know, that happens. Silky doesn't get a ton to do. So, yeah.
Well, and see, it's like, why not? It was just kind of more all over the place.
Yeah.
I think they were all so fucking pumped about it.
Yeah.
That it ended up being like, wait, what? Like,
yeah.
Okay, you have a queen cooking for you. Like, I felt this is more on game, the whole Jan, I need somebody to be my beard essentially for a family thing so I could stay in the. Like, I felt that was more on.
It's more on game because the game is, what do you need a queen for?
Right.
What do you need a queen for?
Right.
Like, so other things I would actually need a queen for is like, boring, stupid party your lame friend threw.
Yes.
Here's a drag queen.
Here's a drag queen. Yeah, exactly. Like, what's another one?
What's another real one that are like, oh, well, you actually need a drag queen for?
Right. Like,
I mean, you could say like, I think another fun one would be like makeover, like,
yeah.
Have a dour friend who needs, you know, to, you know, reimagine herself.
Right.
Hire
a drag queen.
And you can still do a character for that. Anyone can do a character for that.
Exactly. I also thought for a second it meant like, oh, you have a drag queen fill in for you. You know, if you're like,
yes,
I don't want to do this. So you like parent trap swap, you know, of like, hey, you need to go to this meeting for me. That could be very fun too, of like, hey, I hired a drag queen to go to this boring meeting I don't want to go to. And they have to look just like
that
me.
That would be great.
Or whatever.
Gary? Yeah, that's me.
Oh, yeah, I'm Gary.
Go ahead, run it, bitch. I got somewhere to go.
Wow, you got a promotion, Gary. Thank you, Rent-A-Queen.
That's great. So here we are. We have the fucked up thing of a whole team in the bottom. Ooh, that's good drama.
That got me. I was like, wait, they're going to pick two from that one, right? Nope.
Whole team. And then you get to have the fucked up conversations of like, wait, I mean, I'm not in the bottom, right? Dude, it's like,
how? Because it was like they all got different yet similar critiques where it was like, right, you're all on par, essentially, like pretty same of just like either like your looks were awesome or your look was okay, but you did on, or I don't, it's tough.
It is tough. Akiria volunteered herself and being like, it's me or Silky. Like, this fucking sucks.
Which I think like immediately everybody was like, oh, okay, I guess so. Where it could have been like, it could be any of them.
In Untucked, Scarlett was like, I didn't think that was the case.
Right? But they said it, so.
Okay.
Made up my mind, which I would have had the same thing where it's like, oh yeah, so we have Trinity being mad that they're all complaining because they haven't cheered on Trinity.
Oh my God, Trinity, you are crazy.
But immediately Trinity was like, I am emotional. I get it. I'm sensitive. Where it's like, thank you, but chill out.
Yeah, but you won, like, and I, with the utmost respect, shut up.
Right.
You won. You're going to do an amazing lip sync. We're going to be clapping for you then. So just shut up right now. We're all like in a terrible position.
Right. And like, Trinity kept being like, hey, man, like, your mood is bringing me down, like, where it's
Trinity,
like, you know what this is?
Yeah, you know how bad this is. You just did this. Like,
yeah.
And Raja's nice enough to be like, okay, girl, cheers.
Also, and Raja's like, well, we were in here before saying congrats. You yeah. be quiet. You be quiet and let me have it. Where it's like, okay.
Trinity, she's too much. Like, yeah. I'm here for her. I still absolutely stan, but I probably wouldn't go on a road trip with her. Probably not. I don't know.
Yeah. Should we stop at Denny's?
I just earlier I said McDonald's and no one paid attention to me. And I just feel like if you want to knock my fucking teeth out, just knock my fucking teeth out. Okay.
We went to McDonald's yesterday. So I was just thinking we could go to Denny's or somewhere else.
Oh, actually, good point. I feel better now. Let's go to Denny's. Good point.
Okay, great.
I don't know if you know this about me, but I'm kind of emotional. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah, yeah. And it's great. Like, I don't mind.
Oh, so you, I'm emotional. But, so no, now I'm emotional.
Well, I was agreeing with what you said. But yeah, you are.
Honestly, thank you for hearing me out and hearing my truth. Thank you so
yeah.
much.
Yeah. Okay, great. We could go to McDonald's if you want, actually.
Can we go back home? I don't want to be on this road trip anymore.
Wait, what?
Please.
No, we're going to Mount Rushmore.
Ew,
we're almost
yucky.
There. I know. I'm not pumped about it either.
So we are, they're just talking. Everyone's having their heart-to-heart moment. Trinity, I don't know if this is real or not, but they get footage of Trinity saying, you're good to everyone in the bottom. I don't know if that's created or not.
Right, right. Where
they
it
get
is
footage
just
of her saying, I'm not sending you home to each and every one
yes,
of them.
Yes, yes.
And we're going
like
to see
Ginger
next week.
Like saying one thing and then saying another thing immediately.
I wonder if Ginger's in her titty next week. That'll be fun drama.
Yeah, yeah, that'll be good.
And I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but maybe that's why it wasn't a double win. Maybe it wasn't a double win because she has someone in her titty that producers were like, absolutely not. We're not sending Ginger home. We're not sending Jan home before we get that full arc. I don't know.
Holy shit, yeah. Holy shit, yeah. Because it is like, you can't send them home.
No, you can't. Whoa. But the other genius part with all the votes is that with four people, it's very Survivor. And it's like,
truly, you need what? What are the odds? If there's like eight
oh
people.
Oh, God. How many of them? There's vote, 10 or 11
ten,
of them.
There's 11 voting.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. There's 10 people actually voting.
So like, I feel to like get voted off, you need like three.
Not a lot.
Or something.
Three.
If it's split up like that.
Yeah.
Something
you only
like
need
that,
three people.
Which will be fun.
That's fun shit.
I kind of hope it gets more and more and more. Because will it get like winner wins, everybody else is up for elimination. So you have
dude.
To constantly be, maybe, because that's Survivor,
that would be more
dude.
Survivor.
That's Survivor. Where do that. That would be fun.
Dude.
Genius.
Dude. Genius. Well, that's it. Okay, so now we're about to end.
Uh-oh.
And holy fucking shit, who Jesus. Jumps out of the air?
Laganja.
And she holy. Says the line we all wanted to hear so bad. She gets to say, come on, All-Star 6, let's get sickening.
Yay!
Dude, it
holy,
is a gag.
Like, and I love Trinity immediately being like, we're not counting that, right?
Right?
It was really fun too. Oh, look at that.
Jesus
God damn it.
Christ.
Laganja, like.
We just saw her perform. She's incredible.
Holy shit. Dude,
we just saw her do splats on concrete.
I am so into Laganja. Like,
yeah.
Holy yeah. shit, dude. Especially after seeing her live. Just
she was
like,
incredible.
Oh, my God. And then just this, like, coming in as Lip Sync Assassin with all the fucking confidence. And just, like, I think in Untucked, like, was saying just like, I just want to have fun. I just want to do my thing and have a blast. And it's like, God, you fucking annihilated it.
She annihilated it. It is one of the most iconic lip syncs in the history of the show now.
It's so good because Trinity fucking killed Trinity. Too. Like,
if any other human was up there, Trinity would have won. But yeah, Laganja does an insane amount of shit while still lip syncing.
Unbelievable.
Unreal.
I don't understand how Laganja is like just not in like polio crutches all the time now. Like,
truly. I we had her on the pod and we asked her the very same thing of like, are you not in pain? She's like, but she was like, yeah, I'm sore. But it wasn't like, it did not congruent to what she's doing with her body.
Right. I guess she's a dancer, so she knows how to take care of her body.
It's like, wild.
I'll fucking sleep wrong and be done for days.
Me too. Like, oh. Me too.
Oh, God, no.
I've like picked up
or just
a plant.
Get out of the car. Yeah.
Picked up a plant and slip a disc like I'm 72. It's
like,
so embarrassing.
Got out of the car, ripped my pants, and destroyed my spine. And be like, oh, shit, man.
Oh, my God. This lip sync is jaw dropping. Trinity starts low and slow, which is something only she can do.
Yeah.
Like,
she
this
looks
well.
So fucking good.
I haven't seen, I don't know if I'll say, I haven't seen anyone else do the thing where she's like starting so small.
I love it.
Slaying the lip sync already.
Just staring the judges down.
Yes. Ooh, it's so
God,
good.
God, it's such a good, they've been really great lip syncs. Look at
all three have been actual lip sync assassins.
Jesus Christ, Trinity.
It has been a treat. Love that. It's also fun that they're both from season 6. What a fucking treat to see that reunion.
Jesus. Slow walk. I feel like we hear somebody screaming, look at that walk! Like, when Trinity's just strutting up. Oh my God. And Laganja, Jesus.
Laganja. She had layers.
Yeah, this lip sync is just
unreal.
Because it's the perfect, like, the perfect best way it could go either way. Does that make sense? Like,
absolutely.
Where it is like stunt, Laganja, which is incredible. Or that, like, I'm just in this fucking song. I am whoever sings this.
Yes.
Whatever, Trinity
Someone
style.
Someone gets hit with a jacket.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah, you're right. They do an incredible job.
A 360 into a fucking...
That's a first for me.
That's so cool.
A shablam or a death drop, but with the 360 jump. You don't see that. And what is Trinity holding? What is she holding?
It's a fan. At first, I was like, is it like a lightsaber? Like, what
yeah,
is
I couldn't
this?
Tell if it was a fucking flute or something.
But at the end, she flips it open, and I was like, oh, it's a fan. Look at Laganja. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Laganja
like,
is.
This lip sync is one where it's just like, this is so like awesomely confusing.
Yes.
As a human being, where you're like,
yes,
I don't know how to feel. This is so fucking cool and just hot.
100%.
Like, just so sexy on every level, where you're like, I don't know how to feel, man.
I don't know how to feel, dude.
I don't know how to feel.
Yes, it is sexy, hot, impressive.
Yes.
Rue says,
everything.
Damn. Big swing. This is one of the best lip syncs in the history of the show.
Yeah.
I mean, at least top 10. At least, even if it's 10, it's in the top 10.
I will watch it all the time.
Yes. And it's been a while since I've said that. Like, I feel like the last time we said that was like 11, when we had Evie versus Brooklyn, being like, I'm going to watch this again.
That was incredible. That was incredible.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Naomi Small's adrenaline.
Yes.
That was another one just like this where I was just confused. I'm like, God, that was like the hottest thing I've ever seen. confused in the best way where it's
100%.
In this one where it's like, this is hot.
This is hot. This is incredible.
Shit.
What an amazing moment for the show. And what an amazing moment for All-Star 6. I'm like so pumped that it's just like we're starting the season with all this awesome momentum.
Yes.
Good energy.
Yes.
Nothing but good vibes. I can't wait to see what comes next.
Right.
And we still have the gag to come. So that should be fucking
fun. We still have the gag.
And
Silky.
My heart. my heart got broken for Silky in a way, like I said, never saw coming. Never saw it coming.
Yeah, me neither. Like, because it is that thing where it's like, I genuinely think Silky is and was, and we saw it like truly working on like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's so sweet. I am so pumped for her. She's one of the people I'll be hoping to get back in. I mean, why the fuck not?
I mean, isn't it why like every single one, I'm like, I hope
they come back in.
I hope they come back in.
Between her or Jiggly, who would you want more to come back in?
Jiggly.
Yeah. Fuck. Jiggly. Yes.
I mean, Jiggly, I guess there's just more of a history of like, there I is. Really love Jiggly.
And season 4 is one of our favorites. Like, yes. Absolutely.
It's the season I tell everybody to start with.
Yeah.
And then go back to 2 and 3 and
all
one.
That shit.
But like, 4 is such a good one to get. Get
I love
your little toes wet, you
Ooh.
Know, in the sea of drag
and all
race.
The Gagarini.
And all the Gagarini. Look at LaGanja.
Look
Jesus.
At her. What a great
Jesus
return for her.
Christ.
I hope she considers coming back to All Stars, but you know, she went out on such a fucking high note. Oh,
what a fucking queen.
She'll never beat
she
that.
Rules.
Like, I want her to keep doing amazing stuff, but like,
yeah,
I think she knows. She was like, damn, I like had the perfect comeback and got to walk away.
Yeah, because that is a pretty, that is really rad to
yeah.
be like, well, I'm not doing it, but I get to do it and fucking destroy.
Yeah.
And then kind of peace out and
yeah.
not have to deal with the, God, LaGanja, I'm
pumped.
I'm so into LaGanja.
Super
it's
pumped.
Wild. Yeah.
Well,
super duper
excited
pumped.
To see what happens next week on the drag race.
Ooh, I mean, I am too.
Ooh, I'm so pumped.
Who knows?
I'm so overly excited. I can't wait. Betsy, thank you so much for talking drag race with us. Betsy.
Oh my God. Thank you for having me.
Where can we find you on the internet and shit like that?
I'm on Instagram only.
And then?
Under Betsy Sodaro.
And then?
And then Mano and I, we have a podcast called We Love Trash. We talked about it. It's on Patreon. It rules. It rules.
It fucking rules, dude.
It fucking rules. I have another podcast called A Funny Feeling where
yes.
me and Marcy Jaro talk about spooky things and
yes.
have guests and read listeners' stories and listen to listeners' stories. I also...
What?
I'm on a cartoon that's out right now called Duncanville.
Yes!
It's on Fox on Mondays at 9:30, but then on Hulu the day after, so check it out. It
yes!
rules. And... Oh my God, man, I feel like I'm just
No, do
it.
It. Do it.
Also, I'm in a movie that's out now called Golden Arm.
It is so great.
Which y'all should rent or buy.
Yeah.
Wherever you rent or buy movies, it will be on HBO soon. I don't know
yes.
when, but check it out, Golden Arm. It's fun.
Check it out. Betsy, I should say, I do an occasional voice, too, on the cartoon.
You do on Housebroken, which shares the hour with Duncanville.
Yes,
isn't that
yes,
crazy?
Yes, yes. I've been in a couple episodes of Housebroken, so watch that hour of TV.
So watch that hour of TV on Mondays.
Yes.
On Fox. Like, it's
Dude,
so cool, man.
It's
I can't
really
believe
cool.
we're on, like, fucking Fox animated shows. It's a dream.
It's a dream come true. It's really neat.
Yeah.
It's wonderful. I get to play a character named Stelios. It's perfect.
Yes.
It's dumb. Yes, follow us at Drag Her Podcast. Give us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast and we'll read it. Thank you so much. Hey, till next time. Bye, you bitches.
Woo!
To throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her.
That was a HeadGum Original.